呢就我哋嚟读今日嘅经文，喺马太福音嘅第28章第16到第20节。我哋先用广东话一齐嚟读，然后用英文一齐嚟读。
Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. We'll read this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
马太第28章第16节一齐嚟读。十一个门徒往加利利去，到了耶稣约定的山上，他们见了耶稣就拜他。然而还有人疑惑，耶稣进田来，对他们说：天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，指万民做我的门徒，奉父使圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的，都教诲他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 28, verse 16, let us read together. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
愿神祝福读嘅同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
而家就六哥可以安静嘅落去下边嘅儿童崇拜。
Children may now be dismissed for children's worship.
题目之今日传讲嘅信息系了解大使命。
The title of Pastor Wilson's sermon today is Understanding the Great Commission.
咁我哋讲到都讲咗好多年，我要睇下翻查下我有冇讲过呢段嘅经文。
You know, believe it or not, I have not. I've been preaching since 1980 something or other. It's crazy, right?
咁原来我过去讲到咁多年，我都冇讲过呢段嘅经文。
But again, you're very familiar with this portion of the Bible, because I think just about every preacher you've heard has preached on Matthew 28.
咁你对呢段经文应该好熟悉，因为你以前听过嘅每一个牧师都应该讲过呢段嘅经文。
And Rory touched, if you were here during Sunday school, Rory touched a little bit on this text as well.
咁如果你同头先主日学嘅时候，你都听到 Rory 佢讲过呢段嘅经文。
But let me set the scene before you, before we get into the outline of the message.
咁啊，让我去睇下嗰个当时嗰个背景。
The Gospel of Matthew ends with the resurrected Jesus, right?
咁喺马太福音最尾嘅时候，咁系耶稣基督复活。
And Jesus is meeting with his disciples, and he's giving them a charge.
咁耶稣基督同佢嘅门徒去会面，佢俾一个使命俾佢哋。
And Christians throughout the generations have called it the Great Commission.
咁所有基督徒都话呢个咧就系一个大使命。
Now Jesus does commission his followers, his disciples, to do something great.
咁耶稣基督叫佢嘅跟随佢嘅门徒都去做一件好大嘅事。
And he charges and empowers them to disciple the nations.
佢哋叫佢门徒去使万民做佢嘅门徒。
And that means he's calling us as well.
亦即系话，亦都呼召我哋。
As Rory made clear in the Sunday school time.
好似头先刚才主学时间提到嘅。
To be included in that story, that narrative.
就话我哋喺呢个故事嘅入边。
To go and make devoted followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
去使其他人去跟随耶稣基督做佢嘅门徒。
And so we'll be looking briefly today, as well as next Sunday, concerning these few verses.
And let
me do that by way of contrast. As you can probably see in the next slide there, don't mind Jacob, thanks so much. What the Great Commission doesn't mean, what it does mean,
我們用一個對比的方法來看, 首先就是看看究竟這個大使命不是什麼,
and what it means for you.
然後關於大使命是什麼, 和對你來說有什麼意思?
Okay, first, what it doesn't mean.
首先是大使命不是什麼?
You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding of the Great Commission. There's some partial understanding, but there's a lot of misunderstanding.
有很多對於大使命有誤解.
This is Jesus' words. This is his mission for us, the church.
這是耶穌基督所說的說話對於教會的一個使命.
The Great Commission is in Matthew, because it's also in the book of Acts, is not something that's just tacked on at the end of a book.
這個大使命在馬太福音和在使徒行傳開始的時候，不只是說在福音書最尾的時候加下去的一段說話。
As Rory showed us a little bit this morning, it's threaded throughout the Bible.
好像在最後我們看到的就是說這個故事是由整本聖經貫穿串連起來。
You see, it's a sustained theme that runs from Old Testament to New Testament.
是由舊約聖經到新約聖經一個完整的一個主題。
There are variations of this theme, going and making disciples of all nations.
在这个主题里面有不同的故事，讲到去使这个万民做门徒。
By way of sidebar, when you read the Bible, you have to read it in its context, where that text appears.
当你看圣经的时候，要留意就是说你要看到前文后理。
And you have to try to understand it, you know, from the original setting. And how it unfolds in that particular portion of the Bible, and how it unfolds in the entire Bible.
你要看到当时那个背景，你要看到在某一些地方这段圣经怎样解释，而去在整本的圣经里边这段圣经是怎样解释。
Otherwise, you might get lost.
如果不是，你可能会迷失。Misunderstand
what it says.
可能你会误解咗佢所讲嘅嘢。
And so, to apply those biblical principles that you find in the Bible to your life today requires you to go back then, as best as possible, and then bring it to light for your life now.
就是说你怎样去应用这些圣经的原则和真理在你的生命里面，就是说要看看当时那个背景写了个背景是怎样，然后将它带到你现在的生活里面。
And so why is that so important for us? Why is that important to understand what the Great Commission is?
所以我们需要明白这个大使命的意思。
Because it's not an option. It's not an extra that's just tacked on to your Christian life.
这个不是我们可以选择的，这个是不是说是在你的基督徒的生活里面加一点点的东西下去。
As we learned already this morning, it's bound up in the whole coming of the Christ and his mission for the world.
是联系着说耶稣基督再回来，是联系着整个世界的差传工作。
And if you're a Christian called by the Christ, you are part of that mission.
如果你被呼召成为基督徒的时候，你就是这个使命的其中一部分。
It shouldn't be in the peripheral of your life. It should be at the center of your life.
不是说你生命里面可有可无的一样，而是应该是你生命的中心。
Let me explain the importance in another way.
然后用另一个方法解释一下这个使命的重要。
And this is very, very important to understand. As a church, we have to do this well. We have to go and make disciples.
在这个教会，我们是需要好好地做好门徒训练这样工作。
Let me state this clearly. If we do not make disciples of Christ, everything else we do is useless. It's in vain.
如果我们没有为耶稣基督去使去 做好门徒训练这件事的时候，所有做其他的事都是无用。
If we don't go and make disciples well, we fail as a church. We ought to disband.
我们不好好去训练好门徒的时候，我们没有做好教会的工作。
So what is at stake is obedience to the Lord.
所以最重要的就是怎样去顺服耶稣基督。
Because if we don't do this, and I don't think we do this well, we're just treading water. We're wasting time.
如果我们没有做好这件事的时候，我们所做的事都是浪费时间。
So the idea of making a disciple is supposed to be a beautiful term for you. It's not something to make you feel guilty.
做門徒訓練對你來說應該是一件很美的事，不是一個使你覺得內疚的事情。
The word that's used here is Matthew 2:0. Matthew 2:0.
咁佢用嗰個字叫 Matthew 2:0.
It carries the idea of a believer, a learner.
佢講嗰個意思係包含咗一個相信嘅人同埋一個學習嘅人。
And I suppose you can coin the phrase a believing learner, a learning believer.
可以話係相信緊嘅學習者，或者一個學習緊嘅信徒。
See, that's what you're called to do, to make believing learners.
神呼召我哋要就係要做呢樣嘢，就係話去使一個相信嘅人係會學習。
To make learning believers.
又或者使一個學習緊嘅人會相信。
It's not simply one who believes, or Matthew would use another word there.
唔係話只係一個相信嘅人。
And it's not simply one who learns, or he would have used another Koine Greek word there.
又或者唔係只係一個單單一個學習嘅人，因為如果唔係咁嘅時候，馬太可能會用另一個字去形容。
It's to be active to make believing learners.
而係要係不斷嘅去使一個人係相信嘅人去學習。
Those who place their faith in Jesus Christ.
嗰啲相信耶穌基督嘅人。
And follow him in a life of learning.
然後跟隨他，一生都去學習他。
You learn from him because he's with you.
你從耶穌基督那裡學習，因為他是跟你一起。
Guys, if you don't mind, hit the slide, second slide here. Jesus puts it well in another part of the Gospels, John 8:31. Jesus said to the people in the New Living Translation who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you remain faithful to my teachings."
耶穌在約翰福音那裡這樣說，耶穌對信他的猶太人說，你們若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的門徒。You
see, the mission of the church in the world, this which includes us, is what? It's defined as making believing learners of Jesus.
所以耶穌基督給我們的使命就是說，要使相信他的人一路繼續學習。
That means we're here for that reason, for that purpose, as that mission is unfolding before us and with us.
就是當這個使命在我們的生命裡面去彰顯出來，在我們當中去彰顯出來的時候，我們是要這樣做。
You're here to save and to, God is going to save and seek the lost through you.
神是藉著你去尋求失蹤的人。
God the Father is calling worshippers out there, in here, to worship him. He uses you to do that.
神去用你去使其他的人都来到去敬拜他。
And he sent his precious son to seek and to save that which was lost, which includes us.
神去差派耶稣基督来到去拯救我们。
And so at the ascension of the risen Christ, the Holy Spirit was given to the believers, right? To empower us to witness.
所以當耶穌基督升天之後，神去差派聖靈來到我們的當中，去俾我們有能力去為祂作見證。
Right? It says in Acts 1:8, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and the end of the earth."
在使徒行传他这样说的话，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，作我的见证。
Guys, if you hit the slide previous to that, I want to show people also John 17:18, which Jesus also said, "Father, as you sent me into the world, so send I my disciples."
同樣在約翰福音第17章，他說，你怎樣差我到世上，我也照樣差他們到世上。
You see, that calling, that commission, that to go, has always been at the heart of God.
這個要你們去這個大使命，是經常在神的心裡面。
Even when Jesus initially called the disciples, he said in Matthew 4:4, "To follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Men in a generic sense. Men, women, boys, girls, right?
總之在馬太福音，耶穌初期去呼召他的門徒的時候，他說，你要跟隨我，我要使你得人如得魚。人是包括男人、女人。
And as the gospel unfolds all the way to chapter 28, there's a training process going on. These disciples, these people that God, Jesus has called to be his followers are learning from him. There's a training going on.
由马太福音第四章直到二十八章当中有好多嘅训练，系训练紧佢嘅门徒，系耶稣基督训练嘅门徒。
And so those who were called initially in the beginning of the gospel to be fishers of men and women, boys and girls, are commissioned to be fishers of men and women, boys and girls.
咁系当初耶稣基督呼召佢哋话要你哋要得人如得鱼嘅时候，佢耶稣基督不断嘅去训练佢哋，去使佢哋真系得到其他嘅人。
And again, as Rawi laid out before us in those four pictures in the beginning of his presentation there, God's concern for lost can be traced back even prior.
咁就好似 Rawi 喺开头嘅时候，第一个图片系有四个图画，我哋睇到神对人嗰个关心系甚至乎喺之前已经出现。After
the fall of humanity, right? God begins to reach out to a lost Adam and Eve.
当人去堕落嘅时候，神落到去伊甸园里边去寻找人。
God himself goes looking for them, right? They are hiding. Why? Because they have fallen from God. They have sinned against God.
当亚当夏娃已经犯罪得罪咗神嘅时候，佢哋匿埋，唔想见神，但系神去落去揾佢哋。
And so he reaches out to them. He goes looking for them.
佢走去揾佢哋。
And he, by his grace, has a plan to bring them back.
系神嘅恩典，神有一个计划去使佢哋翻去佢嗰度。
You see, God's grace extends back then and then extended then as it unfolds, it extends to Abraham.
神嘅恩典由嗰度甚至乎一路去落嚟去到亚伯拉罕嗰度。
To Abraham, God said, as you fast forward a few years, said in Genesis 22:18, through your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed.
神对亚伯拉罕佢咁样讲话，且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
And in New Testament, that's what the Apostle Paul picks up on and furthers that theme.
呢个主题喺新约圣经里边，保罗亦都系会提到。
And God in the Old Testament sent Jonah to Nineveh, the enemies of Israel.
神又差派呢个约拿去到尼尼微，呢个神敌挡神嘅地方。
And if that wasn't enough of a glimpse, look at the ancestry of Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 1.
又或者我哋可以睇下耶稣嘅家谱，佢嘅祖先。
Have you ever looked at that list? Who's on that list?
喺马太福音第一章。 你睇下当中有咩人提到呢，尤其是系嗰啲嘅女人。
For instance, Ruth is on that list. Ruth from the Old Testament. She's a Moabitess. Moabites were enemies of Israel.
好似路德咁样，路德系摩押人，系以色列人嘅敌人。
In fact, according to the law of God, no descendant of the Moabites to the 10th generation could join the Jewish community.
好似根据神嘅律，根据律法里边讲，摩押人直至到十代都唔能够参与呢个犹太人嘅社区。
But see, all along, God has had a heart for the nations, for Jews and Gentiles.
但一路以来，神嘅心都系喺呢个犹太人同埋外邦人嘅当中。
On that genealogy list in Matthew 1, you have Rahab, you have Bathsheba, whose husband was clearly another Gentile, Uriah.
咁好似拉合，好似拔士巴，佢嘅丈夫亦都系一个外邦人，系乌利亚。
And there are these connections all through that initial list of the genealogy of Jesus.
呢啲咁嘅唔同嘅关系系穿插喺耶稣基督嘅家谱嘅里边。
And then you come to chapter 8 of Matthew.
咁去到马太福音嘅第八章。
In verses 10 and 11, the Lord Jesus says this: I tell you the truth, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west. Again, what's on the east and west of Judea? It's Gentile turf.
佢话：我实在告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中，我也没有遇见过。我又告诉你们，从东从西，将有许多人来，在天国里与亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。从东从西系咩人呢？就系话当时嘅东西方咧，都系呢啲外邦嘅人。
And they will take their places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the kingdoms of heaven.
在天国里面和亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各一同坐席。
See, you can't, as a Christian, excuse yourself from this commission.
所以你作为基督徒，你不能够是指这个大使命于不利。
And again, the misnomer is it's just something that the Lord said at the end of Matthew 28. That's wrong. It's all through the Bible.
如果你说只是耶稣基督在马太福音最尾的时候才讲到这句话，那你就错，因为这个主题在整本圣经里面都出现。
It's not just some small commission tucked away in a few verses in the Bible.
不是一些很小的事，是只是在几节的圣经里面提到出来。
It's your mission to go, to make believing learners.
是你的使命要去，去使相信的人都会去继续学习。
And if we don't understand Jesus' great commission, we fail to see that it's an integral part of being a Christian.
如果你不能够去真正了解这个大使命的时候，你不能够去明白到在基督徒的组成的一部分。
It's an integral part of biblical thinking, of perspective, of outlook in life.
是怎样去看这个圣经，怎样在圣经的观点里面去出发。
And you know, I would say we're very weak as a church in understanding that.
我们作为一个教会，我们在这方面特别是弱。
You know, it seems like we've been in existence since 2006 as a particular church that we haven't done a great job in obeying a great commission.
我们自2006年成立以来，我们对于这个大使命这个工作，我们似乎都做得不好。
And often, it's because we misunderstood it.
很多时因为我们没有真正的了解到。
It's not an add-on to your life. It is your life.
这个不是在生命里面加添下来，这个应该是你自己的生命。
To go and make disciples is at the core of being a Christian.
去使万民作耶稣基督的门徒，应该是你生命的中心。
It shouldn't be on the peripheral of your life. It should be at the center.
不是你身边可有可无的东西。
It should be what your life is about.
是应该关乎你的生命。
And that's why it's so important to properly understand what the Lord is saying.
所以我们很需要明白耶稣基督所讲的是什么意思。
And it's a missional theme throughout the entire scriptures.
这个是整本圣经的一个主题。
Yet we're not the only people who hesitate when we hear that command.
当我们听到这个大使命的时候，我们可能会去有犹豫。
You know, if you really look at the book of Acts, look at it carefully, did you notice how the early Christians responded to the resurrected Christ when he said that command?
但当你看《使徒行传》，当这些人去听到耶稣基督讲这个大使命的时候，他们怎样回应呢？
Let me ask you, do you find, as you look at the book of Acts, Christians, apostles, others sitting around a committee room and trying to figure out, well, you know, the Lord said this. And so, where do we start? Where do we go? How do we do it?
你有没有看到一个图画，会说在《使徒行传》里面，这班门徒听到耶稣基督这样讲，那么坐在一个房里面，一起开会，神耶稣基督这样讲，我们应该怎样跟着他这样做呢？
Do you get that sense when you read the book of Acts that that's happening?
当你看《使徒行传》的时候，你有没有看到这些东西呢？
No.
没有。
There's Peter, Acts 10, right? He has to be persuaded by what? A triple vision from God of this sheet that comes down from heaven with animals, reptiles, and birds on it.
在《使徒行传》第十章，彼得要由神给他一个异象，一块布包住很多的不同的动物来到他的面前，让他看到。
To make a long story short, he's following what? The dietary laws, right? The Jewish dietary laws of the Old Testament.
他一直都是跟随犹太的对于食物的传统。
Right, and Peter's saying to himself, well, you know, don't eat any of this, right? Spiritually unclean, impure, so I'm not going to Gentiles. What are you talking about?
彼得说，这些这么不洁的物我是不可以吃的。你叫我去外邦人那里，你讲的什么？
So God has to send this vision, this sheet, three times. And what? Then what? He says, you're mistaken, Peter. I make things clean.
神要用这个异象，甚至乎三次的，彼得看到说，是我叫这些 食物变得洁净，唔系你。
You see, you don't get the impression that Peter and the other apostles, the disciples, the Christians are having committee meetings about evangelism and discipleship.
所以你唔会睇到话呢啲门徒会聚集埋一齐去讲紧点样去传福音，向外邦人传福音，或者点样去叫万民做门徒。
In fact, you get the sense otherwise. They're thinking, well, theologically, how can we not? Maybe we shouldn't do it.
反之嘅，你可能会谂睇到佢哋可能会去尽量去逃避，唔点样可以唔做呢啲嘢。
And then you get to Acts 13, and it's by prophetic word that we're told Barnabas Saul separated out on this special short-term evangelistic work to go to northeastern end of the Mediterranean. Go.
然后去到使徒行传嘅十三章，有先知嘅说话嚟到去巴拿巴同埋保罗嘅当中。叫到佢哋去到地中海嘅西北嘅地方。
Now I know Saul, the Apostle Paul, is doing a lot of evangelism after he's converted. We see that in the book of Acts.
我哋知道喺《使徒行传》里边，当呢个扫罗去被耶稣呢个改变我哋称为保罗佢做咗好多传福音嘅工作。
But if you read that book, you don't get a sense that there's a kind of corporate church powerful obedience.To the Great Commission.
但当你睇呢个《使徒行传》嘅时候，你唔会睇到呢啲教会齐心嘅去遵守耶稣基督嘅呢个诫命。
You don't see Christians gathered and reflecting on the glorious opportunities to take the gospel to the Mediterranean world.
你唔会睇到呢啲基督徒去聚集，商议将呢个福音去带到呢个地中海嘅世界。
But the gospel does get spread, right? We know that.
但我哋知道呢个福音事实上有被传开去。
And how does it get spread?
咁点样被传开去咧
？Persecution
系藉住逼迫。
God sends hardship into your life, and then you go.
神将呢啲困难嘅环境带到你嘅生命里边，然后你去。
That's how it unfolded.
呢个故事系咁样展开。
Do you see that? Many of you came to the faith because of some hardship, right?
好多人嚟到去相信耶稣基督，因为佢哋生命遇到困难。
Otherwise, you wouldn't give the time of day to God.
否则你唔会真系用时间去思想。
You see, God has His ways to nudge us to go, to make disciples, to wake up.
神有方法去叫醒我哋，我哋去使万民做门徒。
And you see that clearly in the early church.
你在早期的教会很清楚看到这一点。
You know, it's kind of like God stomping on a puddle of water. What happens, kids, when you stomp in a puddle of water?
当你像小朋友这样去踩，即是两只脚一蹬蹬落一滩水那里会怎样呢
?Water goes all over the place, right?
这些水就是浅开去。
And sometimes God's got to stomp, put his foot down, and say, go!Do what I commanded you. Go.
就好似神咁样，要去用佢嘅脚去踏呢滩水，去促使你去使万民做门徒。
And as you know, they went. But you know, it's kind of like they had to be prodded by God.
我哋知道佢哋有去，但好似系被神去推佢哋去。
And the gospel spreads, as spreading today.
而呢个福音会传开去直到今日。
But you don't sense it's a spread by some strategy or sense of obligation, opportunity, or career advancement.
但系呢啲咁样传开去，唔系用一啲嘅特别嘅方法、特别嘅计划，或者系为住一啲嘅工作嘅缘故。
Now don't misunderstand me. There is a commission. That's clear. It's still a commission. Right? There's still opportunities that present themselves.
这个没错依然是一个大使命依然是藉着 有机会的时候我们可以去。
And that's why the Apostle Paul elsewhere in the New Testament says, Woe is me, right? If I don't go and preach the gospel.
所以保罗在其他地方他说如果我不去的时候我就有祸了。
Because there is a certain kind of obligation for a Christian to go and make disciples, right?
因为这个对于基督徒来说这个都是一个责任。
And there are many opportunities, but many adversities as well.
有很多的机会，但是当中也有很多的难处。
And Paul and others could see the opportunities, right, opening up before them.
保罗睇到好多嘅机会喺佢面前去展开。
But just like us, we see the difficulties also.
但系好似我哋一样，我哋要睇到当中嘅困难。
And there's sort of reason of analysis.And they're found in the layers of New Testament writings as you glean them and see that.
而当你喺睇呢个新约圣经嘅时候，你睇到佢哋点样去分析呢样嘢。
But at the core, you don't sense that at the very pulse of the church, their initial outreach and evangelism, that they're all in.
但你睇到当时嘅教会喺起初嘅时候，并冇话系全力嘅系讲到话点样去传福音，点样去门徒训练。
And so that's a big misunderstanding. It's not an add-on. It's at the core of the mission of the church.
所以呢个最大嘅错误就系话呢个大使命唔系只系一个外加嘅，而系应该系一个教会嘅中心。
And so what does the Great Commission mean for us?
咁對於我哋嚟講，呢個大使命係咩意思呢
？Well, again, we're going to have another Sunday on this, but let me get to the main point here. The key to the meaning of all of this rests in the authority of Jesus.
嗰個重點就係話，在於耶穌基督嗰個主權。
Guys, if you don't mind, go back to verse 18 to 20.
我哋再睇翻十八至二十節。
I think you see it clearly in the text.And Jesus came and said to them, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. And then he says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, he says, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣进前来对他们讲天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名同他们施洗凡是我所吩咐你们的你都要教训他们遵守我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了
Let me ask you, what will ultimately stabilize you? What will ultimately give you the courage to obey the Lord in anything?
让我问下你，有啲乜嘢可以使到你会有呢个勇气去顺服耶稣基督呢个使命咧
？What gives you the incentive to keep on persevering in a life of faith when you're being hammered, when your faith is being challenged？
当你嘅生命系接受到挑战，当你嘅信仰受到挑战嘅时候，有啲乜嘢去驱动到你继续去向前
？Well, the answer is here, right? It's the assurance that Jesus is the authority. He's the King.He's the Master. He's the Lord.
就系话呢个经文俾我哋睇到嘅确据就系话耶稣基督系嗰个王，系嗰个主。
In other words, all authority is His.
话所有嘅权柄都系佢嘅。
He, this is the one who earlier said in Matthew, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it."
喺佢之前所讲嘅话，我要将我嘅教会建造喺呢个磐石上边。佢话阴间嘅权柄都唔能够胜过佢。
See, that's the ultimate motive. It's not about us. It's not about your efforts. It's not about what you know.
所以最终嘅推动力唔系话你自己系有啲咩能力，你知道咗几多。
It's all God's work.
呢个神嘅工作。
It doesn't depend on your cleverness.
唔係在乎於你有幾聰明。
It doesn't depend on your number of courses you took or the methods you use.
唔係話你讀咗幾多書，有啲咩方法可以做。
You're going to face disillusionment, but the Lord is the authority. He's with you.
你會面對困惑，但係神呢個有權柄，佢會同你一齊。
You know what we do? We kind of scramble around for the latest fad. You know what this works, what that works, and then we try it out, and then we lose steam because it doesn't work.
好多时我哋会谂下有啲咩方法啊？呢个方法得唔得？嗰个可唔可行咧？但系到最终嘅时候，我哋就去失去咗呢个中心。
But the most important thing is to know that Jesus is King. He will accomplish His purposes.
但系我哋要始终要知道嘅就系话，耶稣基督系嗰个王，佢一定会成就佢所要达到。
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't try your best, right?
但并不代表你不需要去尽你的努力。
Peter tells us to be ready to give an answer for everyone for the hope that lies within you.
彼得叫我们说我们要随时做好准备去向那些问我们心中盼望的缘由的人去解释。
And examples of Paul and Peter are very helpful to show us the flexibility, the ability to learn that they had to speak to different types of people groups.
保罗和彼得给我们一个很好的例子，就是说我们要随时都要去好有弹性的，怎样跟不同的人去传讲福音。
But at the end of the day, what's the bottom line? The Lord touches your heart. He converts you, changes you.
但始终是什么呢？就是说要神去触摸你的心，去改变你。
Because He is the authority.
因为他才是有主权。
You know, I don't need to remind you, because your fellow human beings, we live in a broken world, right?
我们活在一个堕落的世界里面。
It's twisted.
是被扭曲了。
A lot of things wrong with it.
很多东西是错误的。
And the devil is a powerful foe to the church.
这个魔鬼也很有能力。
And there will be opposition. And there will be oppression. As you go and seek to make disciples, there will be trouble.
当你出去传福音，去使人做门徒的时候，我们会面对困难，面对压迫。
Right, whether it be terrorists around the world causing havoc and fear, whether it be your own discouragement to see that God is king, I know that, you told me that 50 times already, but I don't see it.
可能是恐怖分子使到你恐惧，又或者可能你会觉得气馁，神讲了很多次，但我都看不到有什么出路。
Maybe you're like somebody like me. You're tempted to see and envy other churches that are bigger and better and making disciples.
你会受试探去看看其他的大教会，他们发展得很好，得到很多的门徒。
And that's why I got to go back to the Bible.
但我们始终要回到圣经里面。
And see what it says there.
去看看圣经所说。
That all authority comes from Him.
所有权柄都是来自耶稣基督。
And that He will be with you as you go.
当你去的时候，祂就会和你一起。
And He will build His church with you or without you.
无论有你或者没有你都好，祂都会建立祂的教会。
And He has the audacity to say, go then, because I'm the authority, you go.
但祂会跟我们说，你要去，因为我有这个权柄。
See, your confidence, my confidence, shouldn't be predicated on results.
你和我的信心不应该是在于我们的结果是怎样。
It's not based on results, fruitfulness.
不是说我们得到多少的成果。
I'm sure you've heard of, maybe you've heard of Samuel Zwemer. You've heard of Zwemers? Anyone?
Zwemers?
Famous missionary. Previous century, he preached the gospel for 40 years. 40 years amongst the Muslims. 40! And you know how many converts there were?
他是用了40年的时间在回教徒的当中去传讲福音。 你知不知道40年里面有多少个人去信了主?
8!
8个。
And many of them were killed by their peers because they became Christian.
有八个当中有很多都被他的同乡的人去所杀，因为他们成为基督徒。
Think about that. 40 years. 40 years.
想想40年的时间。
Of hard work.
一个很艰苦的时间。
8 people came to know Christ and most of them were killed by their peers.
八个人相信耶稣基督，很多被杀。
But does that mean that Samuel Zwemers, the Samuel Zwemers of the world, as we march into heaven, is in the back? And George Whitefield and Hudson Taylor and Billy Graham in the front? No, it doesn't work that way.
是不是说这个宣教士当他去到天国的时候，他是一个列队里面最后，而在前面的就是好像戴德生、葛培利那些这么出名的人？不是这样，天国不是这样的。
Because God is the King. He knows what He's doing.
因为神是那个王，祂知道祂在做什么。
You know, I'm not an expert in missiology. I do know that the gospel is multiplying greatly in many parts of the world, maybe like Indonesia, multiplying sub-Sahara Africa.
我们知道这个福音在世界上很多的地方都好，发展得好，宣讲 算得很快，好像在印尼，在非洲的地方。
Obviously China, Southeast Asia, some parts of Latin America.
在拉丁美洲，在中国，在东南亚。
But I also know it's not growing fast in Japan.
但我们知道在日本这个福音不是传广得很快。
Many parts of North Africa is very hard sledding for Christians.
尤其是北美亦都是这样。
I know people in the United Arab Emirates and in Saudi Arabia, it's not going too well over there.
同样在沙特阿拉伯这些地方，福音也传讲得不太好。
And in the United States of America, we know that this is, as I told my Sunday school class a few weeks ago, this is the, according to population, the third largest mission field today.
而是根据这个人口统计，美国是在世界里面排第三一个最大的宣教的工场。
Next to India and China.
是排在中国和印度之后。
I will build my church.
神说我会建立我的教会。
I am the authority, says the Lord.
神说我有这个权柄。
That's the incentive. He's the king.
这个是一个推动力，神是这个王，我们是跟随他。
That's the courage, that's the strength, because he says so.
这个才是我们的动力，我们的鼓励，因为神是这样说。
You got to feed on him. You got to feed on the Christ.
你要在耶稣基督里面得到喂养。
You got to grow in your awareness of him and his presence in your life.
你成长的时候，你要去体会到耶稣基督的同在。
And you know what you and I have to do? Depend on him more. Depend on him. Step out in faith and depend on him.
我们要用信心行出来，更加多的依靠他。
And speak out of the overflow of your heart.
应该是由心里面去发出来，去同人宣讲。
See, we discover that's again and again how you can go and tell others. You be yourself and tell your story.
我们不断地去说，你怎样去跟其他人去分享福音呢？就是说。 你做回自己,
He's humbled me. He's shown me I'm a sinner. And I can show you what he's done. I can tell you how he did it.
神让我们看到我是一个罪人，我也可以去给你看到神是怎样去给你看。
You don't have to be a polished, apologetic person to do that.
你不需要是一个很厉害的一个护教学的专家。
You just go tell them what Jesus did for you.
你只是跟他们说耶稣基督为你所做的。You
say my heart was filthy, my heart was dirty, was corrupted.
你说我的心是污秽的，是破烂的。But
one day someone came along and cleaned it out.
但有一天有一个人来到去帮我清理好。Would
you like me to tell you how he did it?
你想不想给我去跟你分享一下他怎样做到？Right,
you just tell your story, you give a testimony.
你只是跟他们说你的故事，你的见证。
You just need to know that God is always with you, then you can do it.
你只要知道神是与你同在，你就可以这样做。
Because ultimately, bottom line, you know who we are? Spiritual beggars. Spiritual beggars looking for bread. So you just point other spiritual beggars where the bread is.
我们最终是什么呢？我们就是一些乞丐，这个属灵的乞丐，我们求神去给一些饼我们。 而我们去对于其他属灵的乞丐，我们都讲给他听，指向神，话你喺嗰度，你可以得到病。
And as you connect the dots in the Bible, He's with you when you proclaim the word and the gospel.
当你去宣讲神嘅福音、神嘅话语嘅时候，神就同你同在。
But that means when you go and say Jesus died for your sins, He can save you by His grace. He gives you His presence in the gospel.
你同人讲话神为你嘅罪去死，神喺呢个福音里边将呢个礼物赐俾你。
I gotta close. Maybe guys, if you hit slide 6, I kind of went out of sequence here. Ephesians 2:17, and he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near.
喺我哋完结之前，我哋想讲嘅话，以弗所书。 并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
Right, in the context of Ephesians 2, far away are the Gentiles, near are the Jews.
在以弗所书所讲的远处的就是外邦人，近处的就是犹太人。
And of course, Paul's addressing the Ephesian church here.
保罗是对着这个以弗所的教会所讲的。
And basically what he's saying is to you, in the Ephesian church, Christ came.Preached peace to you. That's how you were born again, saved and changed.
他对以弗所教会讲话，耶稣基督来到，去向你宣告这个福音，你听到，你去相信，你得到改变。
Okay, let me close with this quiz. When, again, put your thinking caps on, not that hard. When did Jesus do that?
耶稣基督，让我们问下你，耶稣基督几时是这样做呢？
Did Christ ever go to Asia Minor?
耶稣基督有没有去到小亚细亚这个地方呢？
Because all the churches that Paul writes to are in Asia Minor, right?
因为保罗所写的书信那些教会都在小亚细亚这个地方。
My question and the quiz is this. Did Christ go to Asia Minor?
我要问你的就是说耶稣基督有没有曾经去过小亚细亚呢？
No, he didn't.
没有，他没有去过。
Then what is Paul talking about?
那保罗讲的什么呢？这里
He's saying, if anyone preaches the word, the gospel, I will be with them. I will go with you.
他说的就是说，那些来传和平福音的人，神会同你一起，会同你一起去。
It says, if Christ is preaching to you.
他说，如果耶稣基督是被宣讲的时候，
the risen Christ is really there.
这个复活的基督实实在在在那里。
You see,In Luke 24, on the road to Emmaus, Jesus, the risen Christ, right, appears before two disciples.
咁喺路加福音24章，喺呢个以马忤斯嘅路上，耶稣基督向两个门徒显现。
And they don't recognize him at first.
咁当初开始嘅时候，佢哋唔认得耶稣。
And eventually later they do.
喺后嚟咧，佢哋认得啦。
And then they said, "Weren't our hearts on fire when he opened up?" The scriptures to us.
他说给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
Again, he's referring to the gospel.
他讲到这个福音。
He's not necessarily referring to memorizing the list of kings and judges in the Old Testament.
他不一定是讲到说你去记低旧约圣经里面那些不同的王的名。
He's saying understanding the message of the Bible.
他是讲的要明白圣经里面的信息。
That Christ died for your sins according to the scriptures.
就是说根据圣经耶稣基督为你的罪而死。
And the gospel is the way to really have him in your life.
这个福音就是可以在这里入到你的生命。
That he can be as real to you as if the person sitting next to you is.
这个耶稣基督对你可以是很真很真好像对你隔壁的人。
That you sense his presence.That you know of his love in your life.
你体会到他的同在，你知道他爱你。
He can do that. He must do that because he's risen.
他可以这样做，他一定会这样做，因为他已经复活了。
See, you're never going to know Jesus in that way, developing that as a learning believer, unless you're involved in a community of believers who are doing that too.
如果你不是参与一个基督徒的社区的群体的里面，你不能够真的好像一个学习紧的信徒一样去体会到这件事。
Because as you go and make disciples, you're walking with brothers and sisters of the faith, and you're seeing them respond to the Christ.
因为当你同其他的弟兄姊妹一起同行的时候，你会体会到他们怎样回应。
And you're seeing that in the ups and downs of life.
你会看到生命里面的起起跌跌。
As crises come, as joys come,
是当基督来的时候这个喜乐来到。
And you're going to hear from the Christ through them.
你又可以藉着他们去听到耶稣基督对你说话。
That otherwise you'd never hear or want to hear.
或者其他方法你未必会听得到。
So you've got to get plugged in and be a servant in a local community like this church.
所以你要参与在这个基督徒的群体里面，好像在这个教会这样。
And you have to immerse yourself in it.And you have to serve one another and the world.
在当中你都要去彼此去侍奉，也都侍奉这个世界。
That's what it means to go and make disciples.
这个去使万民做门徒就是这个意思。
And if it's not this church, you've got to find a church then you can do that in.
如果不是这个教会，你都可以去其他另一个教会是要这样做。
That's what it means to go and make disciples. You're together doing that.
你是要一起去做使万民做门徒。
Well, Father, we thank you for your word and your commission.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，你的大使命。
And Lord, even though we don't see a whole lot of fruit in this place,
天父，你可能看不到很多的果实结出来。
We know, O Lord, we're still to go and make disciples of all nations.
但主，我们知道我们依然去使万民做门徒。
That yes, we might get discouraged.
可能我们会觉得气馁。
But the encouragement is that you're the authority, that you are going with us.
但那个你鼓励我们的就是说你有权柄，你跟我们一起去。
And yes, as fallen human beings, we crave for success. We crave, Lord, for numbers, and we crave, Lord, for seeing results.
我们作为人，我们会很想去看到有结果，我们很想看到这个数字增长。
But we thank you.For stories in the Bible and outside the Bible, which tell us of the faithfulness of your servants.
但我们感谢你在圣经里面或者圣经以外，我们看到忠心的仆人的故事。
Who picked up their cross and followed Jesus despite fruitlessness.
他们会孭起他们的十架跟从耶稣，纵使他们看不到有成果。
And as you brought them home.Lord, they're not in the back.
当你将他们带回天家的时候，我们看到他们不是在那个列队的最后边。
They're in your arms, rejoicing.
他在你的怀抱里面去一起喜乐。
So Lord, help us to be faithful to you.
主帮助我们对你忠心。
To go and make disciples of all nations.
去使万民做你的门徒。
We ask that for the name of the Christ.
我们奉基督的名义求
For his glory and honor, Amen.
为他的荣耀和尊贵，阿门。